The bill would, in most cases, make it a low-level felony to abuse a companion dog or cat. Right now, most of these cases are misdemeanors, but this would make it so people who abuse, torture, or kill an animal, or deprive it of food or shelter, could receive up to a year in jail. The legislation is known as the Goddard Bill, named after longtime Cleveland meteorologist Dick Goddard, who's advocated for animal welfare for a long time. Democratic House Representative John Barnes says it's time the legislature bring Ohio's animal cruelty law in line with most other states.
Dogs are God's creations, and as part of the life cycle, they should be respected.
Republican State Representative Jim Beeke says abuse of companion dogs and cats cannot be tolerated.
We obviously have to have this law passed so that we can really get to those scoundrels that abuse and torture animals.
Democratic State Representative Nick Celebrezze points out people who abuse other people often abuse pets to maintain power.
In fact, studies show that anywhere from 25 to 40% of battered women are unable to escape the abusive situation, primarily because they feel and they are concerned of what would happen to their pet if they leave that house.
And Republican Representative Dave Hall notes hurting animals is often a gateway for criminals to start hurting other people.
What we've seen studies are, after they've done things to animals, they're more likely to ramp it up.
But some representatives, like Republican Representative Lynn Watchman, worry this bill goes too far.
A prosecutor could, I know we like to trust their judgment, I would rather not give them the judgment of charging a person with a felony who, for instance, may shoot a neighbor's dog who is coming over to maul their dog or something or kill their cat.
Republican Terry Booth says it's important to remember people in rural areas of Ohio often relate to their dogs and cats differently.
Some of our pets and companions in rural areas have maybe a little bit bigger role than just being your best friend, the person you can lay with when you're sick or meet you at the door. They might be the cats that are out in the barns and are catching the mice. It might be, you know, the dogs that are helping around the farm or whatever it may be. And my concern is some of these definitions just aren't tight enough.
But Democratic Representative Bill Patman responds to that concern head on.
Our intent in this was to make sure, darn sure, that the most powerful and productive industry in the state of Ohio, which is 70% our farmers, are protected. This is mainly an urban problem, and this bill addresses that and that only.
The bill has passed the Ohio House 83-8. It now goes to the Ohio Senate. Joel Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.